Welcome to The Contenders, the show about the movies made by and starring women who refuse to play by the rules. I am Tobin Addington.
And I am Aislinn Addington.
And this is our teaser episode.
This is.
So I suppose it's not really a show where we're talking about movies. Well, I guess
we're
are, but not
about
one.
Talking about them.
That's it. That's
Which
it.
Is what we this do most of the time is talking about stuff, I feel like.
Yeah. To be fair, so we're actually doing now.
Sure. Shall we introduce ourselves a little more? Because I feel like we've already confused people into thinking we might be married.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Good point. Good point. Okay. Yeah. Wait, we're not?
No, okay. We're not.
Okay. Why don't you go first? Tell the listener who you are.
Glad to. So in reference to what I just said, Tobin and I are brother and sister. Tobin is...
I'm the brother.
Tobin's the brother. Aislinn is the sister. Tobin is the oldest. Aislinn is the youngest. And we enjoy each other and wanted to share both what we enjoy and each other with you all.
It's really a gift to everyone else.
All right. So then it says Aislinn introduce herself. So yeah, should I keep going?
Tell us about... Yeah. Give us your credentials.
Love to. Oh, credentials. So I have a PhD in sociology with a graduate certificate in women, gender, and sexuality studies. So I've taught sociology, and currently I am the director of a gender equity center at a small university in Oregon.
Doing amazing work.
Oh, thank you. I know. I didn't know whether to actually plug it or not.
As we go.
And Tobin, would you like to give us your credentials?
Yes, I am not a doctor, but I am a master. I'm a filmmaker and a screenwriter, and I teach film studies and film production and screenwriting classes. And so I officially studied movies, and you officially studied gender, and we have an interest in each other's study.
Well,
and
now
this
you're
is sort
stepping
of our,
on my lines.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it's not till later, but.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Pretend I didn't say that.
I will. Yes, you're a master. I'm a doctor, but no one calls either of us that very often.
No, sadly. Sadly, no.
It is a little bit sadly. Although my students know that if they really need to get my attention or they really need, they really want something from me, they know to call me doctor.
That gets your
just to pander
your attention,
a little
huh?
bit. Yeah. But, And also, you are a frequent guest on multiple podcasts. Is that correct?
That is true. This is my first podcast that I am a full host on, but I am a guest on other Cage Club Network podcasts, and I on Real Bad Movies. I am on that too. And you have a radio show.
Well, yes, does that count? People. I'm sure the fans have been asking. Nay, demanding that you get your own show. So
that must be it.
It's
yeah.
about time. I do. I have a radio show at my university once a week, 90s at noon, with a colleague of mine who runs the Veterans Resource Center on campus. So the progressives and the veterans get together once a week to talk about the 90s and listen to 90s music.
Which I think is awesome.
It's been fun so far.
I teach during the class, during your show, so I haven't been able to hear it yet, but one of these days. So speaking of shows, let's tell them about this show.
Please.
Since this is probably really why they're here.
Give them the logistics.
So The Contenders is going to be a bi-monthly podcast where we celebrate and evaluate movies that have been sort of directed by or are starring women in the lead role. And occasionally we'll have some bonus pods where we'll get to talk to some women filmmakers, producers, directors, writers, the people we like to think of as the contenders. So we'll sprinkle those in as we go. Not a lot of those, but along the way we'll get some of those.
Absolutely. I'm very excited for our guests.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be really cool. And then some of the guests will talk about their movie and then we'll talk to them afterwards. And that it's going to be cool.
I was about to say I'm excited about a lot of our guests, but then that made it sound like I was not excited about a few of them.
Yeah. Careful now.
I know. So you, Tobin, have always talked about movies And
always.
I have always talked about gender.
Always.
Which has led the two of us to a number of conversations about representation on screen, women in the industry, and others. And so that's kind of, we decided that we enjoyed these conversations so much. Perhaps with a little direction and forethought, we others could enjoy them as well.
We hope.
We do hope. In terms of why we're doing this, for my part, I kind of have two reasons. One, I'd like to better acquaint myself with roles and role models of the past and to trace the successes and missteps along the way in terms of representation on the screen, women in the industry, the roles for women in the industry. And, you know, you're the historical film expert. And so I'm excited to take some of those journeys. And also, I just wanted to draw attention to great art being done by women and right. highlight what work we have left to do. I am known as the fun sucker on my campus. So I am likely to be more critical and point out more things that are not yet equitable.
Sure, sure. Right, right. Exactly. Our point here, I think, or at least from my point of view, is not just to sort of cheerlead about, oh, isn't this great? Everything's fine because Wonder Woman got made, you know,
right.
like we want to, you know, as you say, celebrate the work that has happened and sort of critique some of the work that hasn't gone far enough and then think about where things need to go in the future and sort of applaud that as it happens and criticize it where it needs to be. And this feels like, you know, like a moment for it, right? We have sort
Absolutely.
Of had the spotlight on this now. And I think, it's worth, you know, looking at it as holistically as we can.
I agree. And as the particularly snarky one, I would also occasionally like to point out those who are just not trying at all.
Yes.
I like to point fingers at asshats. So that will happen from time to time.
We should give out asshat awards. I think that's a great idea.
Let's do that. Add that to the segment list.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'll add that.
Oh, noted. I see. I was going to pretend we had producers and interns.
Sorry.
Like,
that wasn't
to the
just
list,
us.
You know?
Yeah, right. Sorry. Yeah.
So what movies can folks expect from us?
Yeah, well, this is so we're sort of planning it out about 15 movies at a time to not bite off too much more than we can chew, just enough to sort of get scheduled. And so I think we should tell them a few of the titles to kind of look forward to, don't you think?
I agree, you know? 100%.
And I think we're going to in the Cage Club podcast network model to start with anyway. We're going to stick more toward movies in the last 10 to 20 years, mm-hmm. and then not exclusively. But mostly, and then as time goes along, we may get to sort of branch out more historically, and which will be fun too.
I mean, it's still 15 years is still 21st century film, so.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. Which is crazy. So we're definitely going to talk Wonder Woman. Like,
yes,
we have to
please.
Talk Wonder Woman, and I'm excited to talk Wonder Woman.
Okay, you and I have not actually talked about it that much, so.
I know.
Exciting.
Did I see it before you, or did you see it before I did?
I believe
you
talked
first.
About it more first, but then I saw it first.
Right, right.
And
what, is there one on the list that you're really excited for?
There are many on the list I'm so excited for.
That you want to tell people about.
I am excited to revisit Haywire, the Steven Soderbergh.
Yes.
Film, because I, as you know, as the listeners don't know, am so sensitive to violence. I cannot. And it's funny because you and I watched gritty movies in mm-hmm. my youth. And by my youth, I mean, I was 10 and should not have been watching True Romance.
Right.
I think as I got older, I got more sensitive in my old age. I've become more sensitive. Also working in violence as I do, as part of my job, I don't feel the need to add much, extra.
Right.
I feel like I'm full up on that. But, when this movie came out, for whatever reason, it being, you know, the main character being a woman who kicks ass, I was all for it. And so I'd like to, revisit my own double standard with that and and see if I still enjoy it nearly as much as I used to.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to see the flip side of that. We're going to watch Spy, too, which, and have a really fun guest on for that. And that's going to be fun, I think, to see how they deal both with the violence and with the gender roles. And because I think he does some really interesting things in that movie. Not holding back on some of the violence.
Yes, it was not what my friends and I expected, but I was still delighted.
And we'll have to sort of take another look at that.
And then just the other one that I would mention is, I always, when I think of Cate Blanchett, I think of you and vice versa. Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad. So thank you.
Of course, we're going to do Elizabeth.
Right. We're going to close out this first season on Elizabeth. Yeah. Which I think is going to be fun. So there's lots of stuff in between. There's going to be some action, some drama, some comedies. Let's tell them what we're going to start with. You want to give them our first title, something to look forward to. We're thinking we're going to release this starting in February, right? First week of February.
First week of February is my favorite week of February.
This is your birthday week. It is. Yeah. So for your birthday, we'll start launching an actual episode. So, what are we going to watch first?
First up, we have, very appropriately, Rod Lurie's The Contender, the namesake of our podcast, you introduced me to and literally took me to, another one probably before it was entirely appropriate, but it was formative for me. I continue to show it to people. It's such a diamond in the rough. And so I don't want to, I could talk about it all day. I'm not going to. I'm going to save it for the show. But I am excited. I think it's a great episode to start with, both in terms of the content of the film and to better illustrate your and my history with enjoying movies together and enjoying talking about movies together.
Right. And this is, it was 2000. So it's not like you were a baby when you first saw it. I took you to some crazy things, to be fair, but I don't know that this is one of them.
Yeah, this is really no Fred Buck movie.
Yeah, I have not seen this movie in probably a decade.
Oh wow!
If not a little bit more. So I'm really excited to revisit this one. This is the Joan Allen film from 2000, and it's always been. I always have such a warm sort of feeling toward it when I think of it, but I don't know how it holds up or how the gender politics fit in 2017 compared to 17 years ago when the movie came out, or how politics in general may have changed between then and now.
I am biting my tongue because I want to talk about it, but we can't today.
Okay.
I'm going to save my thoughts, but I have them. Chomping at the bit over here.
So everybody, you have to come back and hear Aislinn's thoughts because she's holding them back.
They're stacking up.
Yes.
Like my mail by the front door. Thus are my thoughts.
Listen, I'm so excited to do this. Thank you for agreeing to host a podcast with me.
Thank you for letting me join your growing empire.
Yes. Well, you know, we will rule the empire together.
That has always been the plan.
Do you have anything else to say before we close it out here?
I don't. I'm excited. Please come on back and listen and tell us, you know, what you loved and what you loved even more.
Yeah. Hit subscribe, download us, and don't miss an episode of The Contenders. So you can find us at facebook.com/TheContendersPod or follow us on Twitter at Contenders_pod. That's Contenders_pod. And do get in touch. Like, tell us what movies you want to see, even as we're sort of approaching, even before we've launched our first episode. Like, reach out and let us know you're there. We here at The Contenders are proud members of the Cage Club Podcast Network for all those great shows, things like Cage Club and Keanu Club and Cinemakers. These are all the ones that I'm on. And then there's some other ones. There are actually a lot of other ones, and they're really good. Monkey Business, all his movies, P.S. I Love Philip Seymour Hoffman, really good stuff. So check those out. Go to cageclub.me or facebook.com/cageclub and follow. You can follow them at Cage Club Pod on Twitter.
I'm wearing my Cage Club t-shirt right now.
Oh, you are? Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, good.
You can subscribe to all the shows on the network on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please give us a glowing review. Because only nice things are said on the internet, right?
That's right.
It really helps spread the word. And if you leave us a gem in the comments, a real juicy nugget, we might just read it in an upcoming show. I'm Aislinn Addington.
And I am Tobin Addington. And we'll see you next time on The Contenders. All right, we did it.
We did. We did better that time, I feel like.
We did a really good.
I keep talking over you, but we just have to get the timing, you know. But you can. But
that's okay. And I can edit around that.
You can edit one of us or the other one of us as we interrupt.
The thing I can't edit is when my voice gets really high. You know, milkshake. I can't.
Milkshake?
I can't do it. That was it. That was it. Milkshake? Yeah.